All right. Well, we are now joined by Noah Gregson, second place finisher and the winner of the Dash for Cash for this week at Atlanta Motor Speedway. You're right there.
Sorry. This thing's kind of loose. Hello?
So we're going to kick it off with Noah, who won the Dash for Cash this week in the number 9 Exalta Eco Park Automotive Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports. Noah, can you just talk us through winning the first week of Dash for Cash, what that means for you, and doing it again next week?
Yeah, it's an incredible opportunity what Xfinity is doing with the Dash for Cash program. It's quite the privilege and the honor to be able to compete for $100,000. And we had a good run today in our Exalta Eco P car and Eco Park car, and I ate AJ's bait there at the end. He started saving his tires. I thought he burnt his tires up and just got beat by his experience. He's a phenomenal driver and great competitor in the series, so it's a lot of fun racing with him. But yeah, I just burnt my stuff up when I thought he was I thought he burnt his stuff up, so I started making a charge there with about 15-20 to go and burnt my tires up, and then he just drove away. He had that bait waiting there, and I ate it. I took it, and he reeled me in. So, I don't know. Super fun race. This track's very, very difficult to save your tires and manage the tires throughout the run. But overall, great day for our team, and we're going to move on to Homestead and try and get the W there.
All right. Well, we will now open up the floor for questions. If you have a question, please click the Participants tab at the bottom and raise your hand, and I will get to you. Does anybody want to kick us off? Okay, we'll go ahead with Bob. Go ahead.
You know, what was your reaction when you heard that that Cindric and Allgaier and Briscoe all got caught for speeding? Had that kind of changed the dynamic up front?
Well, it definitely gave us a great opportunity. You know, everybody in the series, they're all great race car drivers. And to be able to run up front, you got to push the limits on pit road. The top 5-10 guys, everybody's maxed out on their speeds. So trying to get as much of an advantage on the rest of the guys as possible is the most important thing. And I feel like a lot of these guys' priorities, including myself. So I made an error, the caution before, and drove through too many pit boxes and had to go to the back. But we battled a lot of adversity there throughout this race and had a really fast car. So made a lot of adjustments, started really loose in the run, in the race, and then fought. These guys had a wedge wrench and a track bar wrench in it the whole time, and still had a good pit stop. So it opened up a great opportunity to be able to race AJ. He got a great jump on the restart and spun my tires a little too much, and he got a great lead. So overall, a lot of fun. Congrats to AJ and the 16 team, and we're going to go on to Homestead, and that's one of my favorite tracks. So super excited for that place.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Our next question will come from Jim Utter. Go ahead with your question, Jim.
Yeah, Noah, congratulations. You got two wins already this season, but one thing that you got this year also that you probably haven't had as much of previously is just consistent top finishes. How much does that mean to you personally for your confidence, and how is it different than what you've been doing in the last several years of NASCAR competition?
Well, I just come to the racetrack with extreme confidence this year. Just, I'm not having to think what do these cars need to feel like to go fast, and what's comfortable, what's normal. I've had a year under my belt to start to learn these cars and learn what I like balance wise, feeling wise in the car, and learn what I dislike. So, I have a whole year of experience that way on track, and then working with the number 9 team, we all come to the racetrack really motivated, really prepared, and really confident. And I think that's why we've been consistent. Obviously, there's still a lot of work to do, trying to learn as much as I can every single lap out in the racetrack, both on and off the racetrack. But yeah, just super fortunate to be able to run with Dave Ellens and this team. It's quite the privilege. So a lot of confidence, and we're just going to keep on trying to roll one week by week. I'm fighting for a job right now, and don't really know what I'm going to do next year. So with that being said, I'm putting everything I got into it, both on and off the racetrack, and trying to stay motivated, positive. Definitely a lot of confidence out of this team. So very, very fortunate. It's a privilege to run with them, and I'm very thankful for that.
And do you feel pretty good about how you left things with Justin after last week? after speaking to him this past week?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to him for a good 45 minutes to an hour the other day, and we agreed on some stuff, disagreed on other things, and just I wanted to know his side of the story. There's two sides to every story, and told my side. So all I can do is just try to keep doing the best job I can for Junior Motorsports, keep trying to run as best I can for this number 9 team, and keep focused, stay motivated and positive. That's all I can do right now.
Thanks, Noah.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, our next question will come from Stephen Toronto. Go ahead, Stephen.
Noah, after your win last week, your crew chief mentioned that compared to your rookie year, your study habits and overall focus have been much improved this season. Did you get any advice from anyone telling you to go in that direction, or was that just a conscious decision you made on your own to improve in those areas?
No, it's just motivation, I'd say. I have a great group of people surrounding me with Josh Wise, Brandon McReynolds, Dave Ellens, but at the end of the day, it's me. I need to step up, and I felt like I'm trying to do everything I can right now, just trying to stay focused, stay positive, and do everything I can. If I feel like if I can do the best job I can do on and off the racetrack, I can't do any better. So we all work hard. We all try and prepare it as best as possible. I'd say I'm not spending as much time preparing for the races this year, but I'm comprehending so much more. I've been working with Tyler Reddick. He works out with both myself and with Josh Wise in the same program. We ride bikes and watch film these last couple of weeks together. He's been a big help to myself, along with my teammates and Jimmy Johnson. I've been leaning on him quite a bit. So just very fortunate and thankful for the position I am in right now, just trying to lean on all the resources. Got a lot of great, great, great people surrounding this number 9 team right now. So it's all thanks, and it's a privilege to run with this number 9 team, and just really excited to get on to the future and taking it one race day by day right now, and just trying to do the best job possible.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Our next question will come from Jared Haas. Go ahead, Jared.
Hey, Noah, congrats on your second place finish. My question is, were you more racing the Dash for Cash competitors, or were you more racing the whole field?
I'm racing the field. If you win the race, you win the Dash for Cash. So I was racing hard to run down AJ there. He's a really great driver. A lot of experience, a lot of talent. So very fortunate to be able to battle with him, and slipped up a little there at the end and just got beat, but gonna put it in the notebook, gonna learn from the mistakes today. And I felt like we did a good job overcoming adversity. I drove through too many pit boxes on entry, one of the pit stops, the second to last pit stop. So I had to come from dead last to the front. So just a great job by our team, but yeah, just trying to race the whole team, I feel like, or the whole field. There's a lot of great competitors, and if you can win the race, that means you're, I hope, going to win the Dash for Cash. So I'll take it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Our next question will come from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Noah. I know you have a lot of momentum coming out of Atlanta, but you're going to Homestead next weekend, a double dose of races. I was just wondering what you think about Homestead, and how do you prepare to run two races back to back?
Well, I'm very, very excited and confident going to Homestead. Obviously, it's going to be a challenging race. It's a challenging racetrack. There's a lot of great drivers in the Xfinity Series that are going to be great competition, but that's probably my favorite track right now. We had a great run, ran in the top five, led some laps there last year at the end of the year, and then to be able to go there two times this year. I know it's my crew chief Dave Ellen's favorite track. It's my favorite track, and I just want to get right up against the wall and start ripping the fence. It's my favorite thing to do, and it's most satisfying and rewarding part of driving a race car, in my opinion, is when you can run 2 inches off the wall all the way through the corner at Homestead and not hit the wall and just haul ass up there. So really fortunate to be able to go there two times. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait for the opportunity to run for another Dash for Cash race.
Thank you, Noah. Good job today.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, and our last question for Noah will come from Alan Cavana. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, Noah, it'll surprise some people to hear, you know, in the midst of the best run of your career, you say, I'm fighting for a job next year. I don't know what I'm going to do. Is that just the reality of the business right now, or can you shed some light on that situation?
No, it's just, I mean, all I could do is focus on today. All I can do is focus on this race team, on myself to be better. It's a cutthroat sport. So, got great support from everybody at Junior Motorsports, Joe Mattis, Kristen Bauer. Everybody's working really, really hard. And we have great partners with Johnny Morris at Bass Pro Shop, Matt Nevin over at Black Rifle Coffee, Rusty at True Timber, everybody from Exalta and Plan B Sales. Everybody's working really, really hard, and just definitely very grateful to be able to drive these race cars with such big name logos on the hood. So, like I said, just trying to keep everybody happy, trying to do the best job as possible. Johnny Morris and those guys, they took a chance on me this year to run the Bass Pro Shop car at most of the races. So very fortunate to have Johnny backing me. He was at Daytona for our first one of the year, and then he's been really fired up. So definitely fortunate, but right now it's nothing's given to you in this world, and so you have to fight every single day, every minute to do the best job possible on and off the racetrack. And got a tremendous group behind me with everybody at Junior Motorsports, and it's just an awesome opportunity. I don't know what I'll do next year. Hopefully I can be racing, but you never know. This could be your last day, so I'm trying to live every day like it's my last and have a good time, do my best job possible, and just enjoy the opportunity in the moment.
All right, Noah, and we actually have one follow-up from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Yep. Hey, Noah, to follow up on Alan's question, do you want to come back to Xfinity, or are you ready to make that next up to Cup for 2021?
I want to race a race car. I have zero plans right now. Ultimately, I'd like to go and race in the Xfinity Series, but if the opportunity comes about to run in the Cup Series, it is what it is, but there's no talks about any of that right now. I'm just hoping to run in the Xfinity Series again, and there hasn't been any talks, so I'm not saying that I am running in the Xfinity Series. It's just, it'd be a goal of mine to be able to run a third year or just run anything. I mean, from legend cars to Xfinity, it's all a lot of fun, and it's something I really enjoy is racing. I put a lot of time and effort, a lot of people behind me who's helped me along the way back in Las Vegas and throughout my time back east racing in the National Series. It takes a lot of people to get me to where I am, and I'm very fortunate for the opportunity. So just got to keep pushing. I don't know what's going to come, but just got to keep my head up and try my best, and hopefully can keep doing good, and good things will come.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, Noah. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on the finish and the Dash for Cash, and we'll see you next weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for all the hard work.